The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Here we go in 3, 2.
Time to wake up!
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air!
Uh-oh.
Get out of bed. Resistance is futile.
Back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Best show since no other show.
I absolutely love you. You're thoroughly entertaining.
Get ready to taste some sweet ear candy.
Okay, here we go.
It's showtime.
Gentlemen. This is The Q.
Let's get down to business.
And gentlemen, welcome to The Q. Of course, my name is Mark Bland, and you are listening to the best pop culture, current events, and current affairs show east and west of that Mississippi River, hailing from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, every single week, heard on 1380thex.com on Sundays 1 to 3, as well as 1420 WINI every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, as well as worldwide at theqnow.com. Welcome to the show. And boy, we're going to be getting back to normal around here. Another American has been beheaded. We will discuss the impact of that. There is someone that is 127 years old, and they are still alive.
What?
This is completely amazing. And celebrities being naked is evidently impressive. Let's get into that a little bit here.
Yes.
But beyond that, please first let me welcome to the show the sassiest bitch we know in the entire United States of America. She's got a mouth on her. We call her the mouth of the North, not the South, the mouth of the North. That would be one Lucy Mendez.
Hello.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You brought some delicious food in from
who was it from again? It's Fit Flavors.
We'll talk about that in a little while. Is
awesome.
That cool?
Sounds good to me.
Also, producer Bobby, the mainstay of the show, is here hanging out with us. And you are back in...
Full flavor, baby.
Full flavor. You're good to go.
Full flavor.
You're full flavor.
I bring the fit, you bring the food.
I'm all about the bass.
You're all about that bass. About that bass. No trouble. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Q, of course. I did state that you can listen to us at 1380thex.com and 1380 AM here in the St. Louis area. Don't forget to go to readerschoice.riverfronttimes.com.
Yes.
That's where the Reader's Choice for the Riverfront Times Best of St. Louis poll is going on. And I specifically have been nominated for best AM personality in the St. Louis area. Make sure you put a vote in for me because we want to keep this pirate ship, this fun thing rolling along and continuing on throughout the United States every single week, as well as the world. I mean, we have fans in China, Romania,
Bulgaria, Australia. We have Papua New Guinea.
We
picked up Papua New Guinea, Chile.
Australia? We do have Australia. Asia.
Asia.
We picked up Chile.
We picked up Chile, yes.
We are there. Yes. Look at her. She is so happy. The Latino sass herself. I love it when she does her Spanglish and stuff like that. Okay. Well, let me get into some rants right off the top because I've got a couple of here that you guys can probably follow along with me. But all right. I'm not cool with this whole, I don't know if you've heard, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in Miami or New York or Colorado or wherever you're listening to the show. Here in St. Louis, obviously, we've done multiple shows over the past few weeks on Ferguson.
Right.
Because it's a hotbed for the Michael Brown situation where the cop, Darren Wilson, shot Michael Brown, the unarmed teenager. And then that turned into, of course, race relations. We did a show on race relations. We had Ray Ray on last week. We talked a little bit more about it. We're not going to try to get into it too much this week. But one thing that did happen while I took a little break, I went on a little vacation that I do at the end of every single summer, which, by the way, super happy. Super happy because it is now, in my book, technically fall. Because I bookend the summers with Memorial Day to Labor Day. Then I consider fall from now until just about right after Thanksgiving. That's what I consider fall. I consider winter coming in with Christmas. I think Christmas kind of starts off winter for me.
Okay.
So it's one of those things. But with that, I'm extremely happy because let's see here. The Queen of Sass. Let's ask you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you a fan of bonfires?
Oh, yeah.
How about a hoodie?
I love hoodies.
You like to put a hoodie on and stand next to a bonfire?
I love hoodies.
What about a nice, fresh, cold Dos Equis?
Ooh.
Just sitting there for you. You like that?
I don't
like that?
I don't normally drink beer.
A cerveza?
But when I do.
The cerveza.
Una michelada. I like micheladas.
Michelala? What's a michelala?
It's kind of like a red beer, but a little more spicier.
It sounds
it's
exciting.
It's a spicy beer?
It's a spicy beer. That's spicy red beer.
It's a spicy red beer. I'm going to have to...
I will make you one.
Here's what we're going to have to do. You recently moved... Did you move into a house or just another place?
I moved into another place.
Okay, I got you. All right, so she's in an apartment, basically, or a condo, condominium, whatever like that.
Chess.
So we can't... Maybe at Bobby's house. Maybe Bobby has to be the one to host the backyard bonfire.
Like
he sets up the fire pit, which, you know me.
Do you have North a fire
County,
pit?
Fire actually, pit. I'll bring the Carhartt jackets and the Don't Tread on Me yellow snake flags. And we'll be ready to rock and roll.
I just moved recently, and we're having like a...
Like a
welcoming party.
But is that going to have a pit fire? I don't think that's going to...
It will absolutely
have a pit fire.
You're going to put one up?
Yes.
We can make one.
Is the Jesse invited?
Chess.
All right. Well, then as long as the Jesse's invited, because we got
The Lucy's invited. The Dan's invited. The Mark's invited.
Who's the Jesse?
Jesse Barbin. He's an old friend of ours. Been on the show a few times.
Oh, okay.
Big wig over at the AT&T's. That's what we like to call them.
Not the AT&T's.
The Apple. I'm sorry, the Apples.
The Apples.
He's at the Apples. He's over at the Apples. But anyway, yeah, I think that would be really fun. And we could have like, you know, kind of like a crew pit fire. Like
drink, let's do it.
Couple drinks and just kind of kick it and have fun and talk.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be a great time.
For sure.
I think it really would be. All right. Well, while we were away and while fall was slowly inching into my life, we had people in the St. Louis area that decided because of the Ferguson rioting situation that they wanted to try to shut down highway traffic. Ladies and gentlemen.
Genius.
Let me talk to you. You're idiots. That's it. There it is.
That was it.
You're morons. Like, there's no reason to shut down the highways. First off, you do it. Those are federal highways. Like, that's not, you can't just go in on Highway 7 because it's interstate. No,
right.
You can't go on Highway 7. They did 70.
No.
It was just a few people. It was going to be a mass grouping that were going to do multiple highways.
They were going to do 270, 40, you know, a lot of the big highways here in St. Louis.
Right.
But they actually only got to 270.
Yeah, they only, well, no.
No, it was 270.
Was it 270 at West Florissant?
270 at West Florissant.
There is no 270 at West Florissant.
Yes, there is.
Oh, wait, no, but no, that's over by Flow Valley. That's not where they did it. They did it at 70 by West Florissant or Lucas and Hunt area.
270 in West Florissant.
Was it really 270 in West Florissant? I could be wrong. You know, by the way, I do have a recant. I was called out by Ray Ray from the last show via social media because I had gone on the show, and I will be the first to recant this because I did some research to make sure that I was correct or incorrect, and I found out I was completely incorrect. The Mark Bland can be wrong. It is possible.
Every once in a blue moon.
I talked about the show Breaking Bad and said that it started on HBO and was picked up by AMC, but no, it was not. It was AMC from day one. So just a little heads up there for you guys. Yeah, I was wrong about that. Ray really is right.
We need to bring her back. She was fun.
She was a fun person. So was her manager, Anthony. Great dude. All right. So, if you're shutting down highways, that's stupid. That's not going to get anybody on your side. No. Okay. In St. Louis. Especially when you got Cardinals games and football games and everything.
It was a Cardinals game day.
Oh my goodness!
They waited till the game was over. Till like you know everybody's trying to go home.
Oh
yeah,
hell no.
That's when they.
But it's on 270 at West Florissant. It's not really going to affect really all that much of Cardinals traffic, honestly, because that's all 70 and 40 base.
We'll get you the correct answer because now I've got two reports: one that says 270 and one that says 70 at West Florissant.
Yeah, I thought it was 70 around West Florissant, Goodfellow, that area over there, Lucas and Hunt. Because the view of the picture that I saw reminds me of Highway 70 in that corridor. Anyway, regardless of that, don't do that. That's stupid. You're not going to gain any fans. And if you're trying to get like at this point, they're not trying to get justice. At this point, they're just trying to be needles.
They're just being assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
gosh, man. Lucy, the queen of sass, once again,
I'm just saying, out of nowhere. I'm saying the obvious.
Yeah, but the obvious is FCC regulated, evidently.
Beep. Jeez.
Yeah, literally, that's what we had to do there. Okay. Also, let's talk a little bit about this. I didn't get to talk about it on the last show.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this. Bobby, we had kind of teased it on the last show, but I guess with Ray Ray here and going into all the things that we talked about, Beyonce sucks. we really did not get to talk about the fact that Missouri is the third worst state to live in.
Why?
Now, I don't remember getting into that on the show.
We did not.
We did not.
But
because we were even going to talk about the stereotypes of the Midwest.
Well, here's the thing. I went out on a limb a few years ago, as well as a few months ago when Bobby first started the show.
Like right
and I basically
I
explained to Bobby and Dan while sitting there in the studio one day over at the old studios that St. Louis is a horrible city to live in. It's just a crap city. And my argument was because the way North County is. Now, let's take into account, Ferguson has popped off. They're rioting up there. The people of that area, regardless of if they're in the right or if they're in the wrong, if the officer is guilty or not guilty, regardless of what it is, the people decided to go way up and over and beyond and overreact to the situation multiple days. I can understand the first night of rioting, potentially the second night of things getting out of control. By the time they get to the 9th, 10th, and 11th day of rioting and tear gas and all that stuff, that's just over the top.
Yeah.
That's North County. Okay? I'm not saying that North County's bad. I'm not saying Ferguson is bad because we sat on the show with Dan Isom. Ferguson is a decent area.
Yeah.
There are decent areas up in North County. Me, Bobby,
Absolutely.
And Dan all grew up there. We are from there. Like,
right.
There are decent areas, and they have been decent for many years. But there is also a certain Hoosier aspect, and that's what I really want to get in on. The reason I think that St. Louis is a third worst city in the United States to live in, or St. Louis is in the third worst state to live in the United States, is because people are going to try to say, it's politics, it's this. No, it's the Hoosiers. It really is. It's the Hoosiers that live in the state. Now, not every single Hoosier, not every single person falls into this category. Don't go there.
Okay.
But the ones that do fall into this category are bad enough that they literally ruin the pot for the rest of us.
I don't think it has to do with the Hoosier aspect of it. I think it has to do a lot with the mentality of the people that are here in the Midwest.
Well, yeah, first off, I've said on the show, when Kiwan from the Lunatics was on the show, I said, me and him discussed it, St. Louis is a crabs in the bucket kind of town. If you try to make it and be successful in this town, the other powers that be that are already successful or people that are in the exact same race with you to be successful will go out of their way to pull you back down.
Right.
And try to belittle you and show you less and less. That's why I've always said every single St. Louisan has to leave the city of St. Louis to go become successful and famous. And then when they come back, they act as if, oh, we always thought you were successful and famous. You're our buddy, Nelly. You're our buddy, Chingy.
Right,
you're our buddy,
right.
John Hamm. We loved you when you were at Wash U. Like,
yeah.
You didn't. You just didn't. The comedians in this town, Dan Walsh will be here hopefully shortly. We're hoping to get a surprise visit from Dan Walsh because he said he might be coming in. Dan's a comedian. Dan will be the first person to tell you, man, these guys will stab each other in the back. It's a stab you in the back kind of town. Lucy, you've been in pro wrestling in St. Louis, have you not?
Yes.
Have you ever been stabbed in the back in St. Louis?
Yes.
All right, there it is. That's my point. And she's not even from St. Louis.
I'm not. I'm from Kansas.
What part of Kansas?
Dodge City, Kansas.
That's right, yes. Dodge City. They don't stab you in the back there. They fight in the OK Corral. There's a difference.
They do.
That's what they
do. You take 10 paces away from each other.
Right. And you shoot each other, and eventually Val Kilmer shows up.
Front Street.
Yeah, on Front Street. There it is. Exactly. So my point is that, like, this is not a congenial town when it comes to treating each other with respect and trying to be. Now, don't get me wrong, there are nice people here, but the niceness that I see out of St. Now, I'm a born and raised St. Louisan, 38 years of age, been here my whole life. I have been in your pit fires. I have been in your stores. I've been in your ghettos. I've been in your high rises. I've been in your rich parts. I've been everywhere in this town. Listen. You're just nice because you have to be, because it's literally just for the sake of couth. That's it. That's all you're doing it for. It's because you don't really want to conversate with the other individual. So you go, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing, man. I'm doing fine. How are you doing? And that's it. That's the whole conversation.
Right.
And you'll say that to 1,000 people every day, and people will come in from outside and be like, oh, I said hello to some random stranger on the street, and they said hello back to me. St. Louis is such an amazing, great town. Okay. I think St. Louis used to be a better town. That's the truth. Yes, we've had more success with sports in the last 15 to 20 years. than we did in the prior.
In the prior year.
Gosh darn it. Okay, corral. The prior. That's Doc Holliday over there. Prior to this, he was... No. My point is that, like, we've had better times in the past. And I'm not trying to sit there and play the whole, the past is better. We need to regress back to those time periods like a Travis Cook or a conservative would tell us. No. What I'm saying is that in the past, there were more things to do here in this town. It was just a much more fun town. We've talked about North County had multiple places you could go with the family to do multiple things. South County had the same thing. West County had the same thing. Like, we had more things to do. We still had Cardinals. We still had the Cardinals football team. Like, we had the Blues hockey team. Like, Steamers. Steamers used to be here. We don't even have the Steamers anymore. Like, this used to be a better time. What we have now is a bunch of people that have become extremely greedy. They are out for themselves 99% of the time. They refuse to go out of their way to promote others. They will, if you don't promote their thing, they will hold it against you forever. But if you do promote their thing, they still might not promote yours.
Well, okay, I might get a lot of flack for this, but I think a lot of the reason, though, that we don't have that kind of stuff like in the North County area, you know, South County, West County, all that stuff, a lot of people are moving out of the St. Louis area. So a lot of those
businesses— I don't even think it's necessarily completely a Missouri and St. Louis thing. I think that this happens a lot of other cities now. I think that it's in the early days of it. But I think that it's the early stages. The reason this is making third on the list now is because we're 50 years down. End of the game. You see what I'm saying? It's been time to build up.
A lot of places, a lot of businesses and stuff, the owners and things like that, they're starting to move out towards, like, the Wentzville. You know, here in St. Louis, there's, you know, there's Wentzville.
We have the West Plex area, which is basically, I like to call it North County West, which is St. Charles, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, and Wentzville, that area. Then you have down Highway 21 towards High Ridge and all that area, down DeSoto and all that.
Right.
Basically, we're a rural city. We're a rural-based city. Yeah. We're a commuter city. Like, you live in the county, and you drive into the city to work if you work in the city.
Right. And a lot of those people that own those businesses here in the city and the county have moved out to those rural areas, and they don't want any part of what's going on here. So when that happens, you have these businesses closing, and you have people coming from the city into this, you know, North County, South County, West County area, mm-hmm. and they're not as... you know, financially stable to be able to rebuild, you know, places like the golf cart track that we had over in Florissant and the Batman batting cages we had.
We had a golf cart track or a go-kart track?
Go-kart, I'm sorry.
The golf cart track. That would be really awesome. That'd be so fun to have, like, huge golf carts that are just souped up.
But the go-kart tracks and stuff like that, we didn't have that. We don't have those people that are financially stable to come from the city to rebuild that. So, yeah, of course, we're going to lose a lot of stuff, but we still have places like the St. Louis Zoo, which ranks number 2 in the world in class.
I think we need to have the Q competition once a year for the Q Indy 500 type thing. Like, what we need to do is we need to find a go-kart track local,
The Q 500.
And then we need to get me, you, Dan Walsh, as well as Lucy, all to the go-kart track on, like, a Saturday morning or whatever, video it, right?
I'd kick your guys' ass.
Oh my gosh. She's just so into the A word and all that. So sassy. You know what I'm saying?
You can say Jaime.
You can say Spanish words. Say it in Spanish. What's ass in Spanish?
Culo.
Culo. Yeah, say culo.
Culo!
That's what I want you to say. I want you to say culo.
Okay. I love pit bulls.
Stop it.
So here's the 305.
But my point is that I feel we could do this as a competition yearly, and I absolutely feel that I would destroy you guys every single year.
No, you wouldn't.
I think it would be really simple to beat up a female.
Culo.
It's easy to beat up females from Resistance Pro Wrestling.
Oh,
everyone
shut
knows that.
Your hole.
Billy Corrigan knows that.
Resistance Pro Wrestling on AMC.
The Barones know that. All of them. Everyone knows this, including the big guy who
Josephus
knows that you can beat up the girls in Resistance Pro when it comes to IndyCar racing tracks.
Josephus?
Yeah.
Give me something to throw at him.
Here's the thing. How about you get Billy to come down so he can be part of the initial one? We'll do a big Resistance Pro push. We'll get Billy Corgan to race with the five of us and to see who wins. And you know what? Just because of his luck, he'd still win anyway just because he's going
to
get
He would sing to us as he is.
Would he sing to us? I'll let Billy win.
I would just stare at him and be like, that's Billy Corgan.
Do you know how dope it would be to get Billy to come in here with a guitar acoustically just to do one of his songs? songs. Uh-huh. Just one of his songs.
That'd be awesome.
I think it would be really awesome. Lucy, Lucy, I think you know that man. I think you know that man. It's your mission. That's your mission. The Q will eventually, hopefully, at some point, have Billy Corgan on to acoustically sing one of his songs. His choice. We'll make it his choice. A song of his choice. Whatever he would like to do. He could do whatever he would like. Or if Lucy works it out with him for her favorite song, that's fine too. Me personally, I'm a big fan of 1979 and some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's got something else to play. Doesn't matter. We'll work on it. So that's your mission.
All right.
Mission accomplished.
I want Billy Corgan to come in and do Trumpets by Jason Derulo.
Oh, that would be hilarious. And the sound the trumpets that go. Bum, bum, dee, dee, dee.
That's what I want.
Just smacking the guitar. Punk, punk, tink, bum, bum, bum. No, that'd be
That's
funny.
What I want Billy Corgan to do.
That'd be hilarious. Anyway, you were saying, like, listen. North County is a small section, or not a small section.
I just remember being a kid, and it was cool. Like, there was a lot of stuff to do. Actually, my mom and I had this discussion. There's no dare. There's, like, when I was a kid, there was dare dances and stuff like that for you to get involved in. Because, okay, so where my mom and I just moved, we were driving down the street to go to, there's a really cool donut shop that, if you live in North County, Old Town Donut.
Old Town Donut's the best donut shop.
The best donut shop
in St. Louis.
In America. I don't care.
I don't know about America, but so, yes, anyway, definitely the best in St. Louis. Oh, they're so much
You're
better.
You're going to bring me healthy they're food, better, I'm bringing you
Listen,
old town.
They're so much better than all the other donut Absolutely. Places in town.
Absolutely. So anyway, we're sitting there, and we're on our way to Old Town Donut, and there's just a group of like 10 kids, interracial, all, you know, different races, sitting there just on the street.
Glad you told us it was interracial.
And I... Well, I didn't want to... Anyway.
I just wanted to make sure that we got that out there.
They're all just sitting there on the... On the street corner, sitting like on top of a sewer and everything. And I'm like, is
eating
that
their
what?
Donuts?
No, no, no. They weren't eating their donuts yet. We didn't bring them donuts. Oh. But they're just sitting there like yelling and arguing with each other. And I'm like, is that what the youth of America. Of this town is doing now?
Yeah.
Like, we used to go to dare dances and we used to go out and like mingle with each other in a positive way.
There was things to do. And then when you got into high school, like we go to the skating rink. And then when you get into high school, you'd stop doing that. That's when you'd start going to your buddies' houses and kind of just kicking it.
Right.
On your summer nights and stuff like that. But even then, as you got a little older and could get your driver's license, you could run back into going over to the go-kart track, going over to the water slide, going over to different things. We just don't have that. And that's St. Louis. And St. Louis is a part of the state of Missouri, which is ranked third worst overall state to live in the United States of America. It's unbelievable. It is very sad. It's very sad. And I hate that because as much as people think I rag on St. Louis, and I do, don't get me wrong, I do rag on St. Louis. I also am from here, you know, and there is a big part of my life and nostalgia that is based because of this place.
Everything
that I am, I came from because of St. Louis. So I'm even though I might rag on it, it's more like your uncle can rag on you, but he also knows he's your uncle. You know what I'm saying? It's a family type thing. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on the queue. When we come back, maybe we'll have a little bit of that Dan Walsh, the Polar Vortex, as well as you guys can check us out during the break at the Q now 1380thex.com, as well as theqnow.com. Check us out, old episodes, new episodes, and everything in between. We'll be back on the Q after this.
Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I roll. Looking at you, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go.
Log on for more at theqnow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q, of course. Mark Bland, the Queen of Sass, Lucy Mendez, and producer Bobby.
Yo.
So,
hopefully we're going to get a special surprise appearance by the Polar Vortex himself, Dan Walsh, huge over in China. Huge in China.
Czechoslovakia.
And we actually had a call in from Vladimir Putin. He decided to jump in and talk to us a little bit. So we'll be playing that in a little while here, too. Maybe we'll wait till Dan gets here for that because he's especially fond of Vladimir. Valerie, as he likes to call him.
Yeah, Valerie is especially fond of Dan.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. confirms Stephen Sotloff, the beheading, and Obama vows justice. The National Security Council has confirmed the authenticity of the video released by ISIS That's right, this past week, depicting the beheading of American journalist Stephen Sotloff, the second such video in 2 weeks. Whatever these murderers think that they'll achieve by killing innocent Americans like Stephen, they have already failed, President Obama, speaking from Estonia, said this past Wednesday. We will not forget, our reach is long and justice will be served. Sharif Mansour, a program coordinator at the Committee to Protect Journalists in New York, told the Wall Street Journal that Sotloff had been captured by the Turkish border of Syria in August of last year. Sotloff's killing, so soon after the beheading of journalist James Foley, has increased pressure on Obama to escalate American attacks on the region. According to the journal, more than 120 airstrikes have been ordered against ISIS targets in Iraq since August 8th. Obama has said that he is considering striking Islamic State forces in Syria, although he acknowledged he hopes to more fully develop a strategy for such as a consult as he consults with allies in the coming days. Asked Wednesday whether his goal was to destroy the group, also known as ISIL, or merely contain it, Obama tried to set realistic aims. He compared the group to Al-Qaeda, saying, "There's always going to be remnants that can cause havoc. We will not be intimidated," Mr. Obama said. Now, President Obama is obviously down on this. We have two journalists, James Foley, as well as Stephen Sotloff, who appeared at the end of the James Foley beheading video, so that they could like kind of tease everybody. And at the end of the Stephen Sotloff, a British journalist was actually showed as the next potential victim. And the fear in that man's eyes is serious. Like the fear in that British journalist's eyes when he like is sitting there after they've done the beheading to the other guy.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you what they're doing is they're taking them out there together. Then they show the other one getting beheaded by the other one. Like, that's what they do. It's not cool. And unfortunately, it's a very scary thing for you to sit there and watch that and know that this is the second guy in line. Like, this isn't the first one and the potential that you might get. Like, they've already killed one other this way. He was on that video. Now he's getting beheaded and I'm on that video. Like, it's a scary thing.
I don't know why they're making
that is so sick.
I don't know why they're making a big deal about this part of it, but I'm on, I'm looking at Yahoo right now.
Right.
And they're saying that, Sotloff, I just don't understand why they're making a big deal about it. President Obama confirmed the authenticity of the video of the execution of journalist Stephen Sotloff by ISIL. An Israeli spokesman revealed that Sotloff actually held American and Israeli citizenship.
Right. Well, that's not unheard of for journalists to have multiple citizenships, especially if they cover a certain area for an extended period of time. Like some of these journalists, they get hired, they get sent to these other countries, and they'll be there 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years as the main correspondent for whoever.
Yeah, it says that the Times of Israel is reporting that Sotloff had immigrated to Israel in 2005, becoming a citizen and attending school there before he even started his career in journalism.
Right. So that it goes to, but here's the thing. Let's talk about this. How serious should we take? I mean, obviously, it's serious. They're actually beheading these guys, leaving their heads sitting on top of their stomachs and then videotaping that piece of it before they go to the next guy in line.
That is sickening.
And so my question is what do you think, Bobby? What do you think that we should do in this situation, man? Like, it's one thing if it was happening in mass. And it is happening. Like, it's not ISIS and ISIL or whatever you want to call them. They are killing hundreds upon hundreds of people every single week. But they're only showing these individuals because they pertain specifically to the United States and other countries that these places want to get to. Now, obviously, it should be taken seriously. But my question is what level should we take it? Like, so far, it's only been two people. That's very sad.
Apparently, now they have put a threat on the anniversary of 9/11 for this year.
They've put a threat on as far as they're going
attacking the homeland.
They're going to try to attack the United States.
Yes.
On September 11th.
Either the United States or some sort of American base territory. Or something. Yeah, territory something. And as well,
I hope it's not
Islamic,
Puerto Rico.
They've also put a threat on, you know, we were making joke, you know, Putin did call in and everything, and we were just talking about that.
Right.
They have actually put a threat on Vladimir Putin's life.
Vowing
to oust Putin and liberate the volatile Northern Caucasus region of Syrian regime.
I almost feel like because of Vladimir Putin's need to constantly be bare-chested on the back of lions and stuff like that, like, I almost feel like I would want, like, them to come to catch him. Like, and, like, I just see it like a movie. Like, he gets up, he takes his robe off, but he's in like, you know, like MMA fighting shorts, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, we're here to get you, Valerie, you know what I'm saying? And so like they go after him like 3-on-1 and he's willing as the president of Russia to like really take it to him hardcore.
They posted a video on YouTube on Tuesday and it features what jihadists say is a Russian supplied fighter jet to be blocked. It says, quote, this is a message to you, oh, Vladimir Putin. These are the jets that you sent to Bashir. We will send them to you. God willing. Remember that, said one of the fighters in
okay,
Arabic.
Now that I've heard this piece of information, because I did not know that piece of information before we started the show. Okay. And I do a lot of research, as you know. I feel like these guys are asking for a whooping at the level they've never seen before. Like, eventually, yeah, they're going to, like, talk trash to the Chinese, too. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to have the Russians, the Chinese, the United States, and all of the United States' allies, which is pretty much every Eastern Bloc country in Europe.
Pretty much.
So, or Western Bloc country in Europe.
Yeah.
So at that point, like, that's going to be hundreds of thousands of people versus just thousands.
And these people are crazy. We will liberate Chechnya and the entire Caucasus, God willing. The Islamic State is and will
do
be.
Do they realize that the Russians are crazy? Like, the Russians just live in really cold weather, get really drunk all the time, lift a lot of weights, and love to fight. Like, that's not even, like, just, that's their day-to-day.
The Islamic State
only
is...
Only here do we watch Honey Boo Boo. Like, they're not doing that over there.
Yeah, they don't care about that. The Islamic State is and will be, and it is expanding, God willing.
Could you imagine if they decided to, go, like, try to take on the cartels? Down in, like, oh, they tried to, like, talk trash to the Mexicans and the cartels and all those, like, freedom fighters and all that in the like, down in the Central America and South America. Like, that would get so dangerous for ISIL. I don't think that they understand how dangerous that would get for them.
Your throne has already teetered. It is under threat and will fall when we come to you because Allah is truly on our side.
Wow.
We are already on our way, God willing.
That is crazy to me. Like, that is just nuts. That is nuts.
These are definitely people that need to be taken care of. Like, this is not something that, you know, we can't screw around with this. Like, we played around somewhat, essentially, I guess you could say, with Bin Laden and all of that, you know, kind of situation for so long. This is not something, this is a different type of threat. These people don't care.
Well, now,
I think they don't care more
Listen, I need to get Valerie Putin on. I need to get him on real quick because this threat from ISIS to on his life is important. And we have to, I'm going to put a call into Valerie real quick, okay? And I'm just going to ask him a few questions about this. I mean, they're threatening his life. The same way they're beheading these journalists, they want to behead Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. So I'm going to put a call into him right now and just, like, pot him up right here. And we just got to wait a second. Usually they got their I can hear him in my headphones.
Well, hello.
Oh,
hello,
Vladimir.
Yes, this is me.
Vladimir, what is going on? This is Mark with the Q. Your buddy Dan Walsh. He's not here right now, but we heard about ISIS threatening to cut your head off. The same way they have the journalists in those videos. How do you stand on this right now?
I don't understand the big deal of the ISIS. There's ISIS on the ground here during the winter. We drive on it. I put the ISIS in my drinks to make them colder. It is dangerous, but you watch out. You don't pump the brakes so much. You learn to deal with the ISIS.
I understand, Vladimir, but these guys are the Islamic State. They have swords and they have knives and they're cutting people's heads off and posting videos of them. And they want to do this to you. They said that they are going to liberate Russia.
They have knives and swords. So does Vladimir. I have knives and swords in my kitchen. I have knives and swords even by the lawnmower.
Do you have anybody?
But I can't mow the lawn because of all the ISIS on the ground.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I feel that you're not taking this threat seriously, sir.
When you are Vladimir Putin, everyone wants to kill you. So you gotta relax, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, thank you so much, Vladimir, for chiming in here today on the Cube.
No problem. I'm going to go back and watch rerun of the Jersey Shore.
All right. Fair enough. You take care, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye, Mark Blonde.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Vladimir Putin, as Dan Walsh likes to call him, Valerie Putin.
I love it when Putin comes on.
It's really weird, actually, coming in the door right now. Sit down, man. Sit down. Dude, Dan Walsh, the Polar Vortex, has decided to join us. What's going on?
How are you?
We're doing fine, man.
That's fantastic to hear.
It's been a while since you talked on a microphone. You might want to talk into it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That would be great. That would be fantastic.
I'm going to bob you.
As you
can
know.
Can everyone hear me?
Just get all up.
Because I feel like I can feel the listeners when I'm this close.
That's a little too close. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of sass, the sassiest bitch we know, Lucy Mendez has sitting in for Dan Walsh, who's been taking a hiatus, and he's decided to grace us with his good presence. How have you been, bud?
I'm doing pretty good.
You're looking good. Yeah. You're looking like you're wearing gold gym shirts and lifting weights a lot.
Just back to normal, you know.
Back to being normal.
But it's more exciting because I'm not sleeping a lot, so lifting the weights takes a whole new element of danger.
That's awesome.
It is. Nice. It is.
We are actually in the middle of talking about, we just got off the phone with Vladimir, your buddy. Valerie, as you like to call him.
It's so funny how me and Valerie always seem to just miss each other.
Well, you didn't miss each other the one time. You guys were in the studio together. You guys were on the phone together.
We're tight like that, man.
But
was he going on about the ISIS on the ground?
Yeah, and I'm actually curious.
Always going off about that.
I'm actually curious because being a military veteran and being a person who was a part of the war over in Iraq, you probably have heard about these individuals, the Islamic State, back when you were over there. But it seems like they've only become more prevalent in the last few months, like as far as like us knowing about them in such a like heightened sense, like a more mainstream sense.
Well, that's because a lot of these Islamic groups approach it like a new rapper.
Okay.
It's not necessarily that they are any more dangerous than the other groups. It's that they found a way to get recognized either through media, through actions. Whenever we were over there, there was tons of little militias and that were mobilizing and coming in. It was just that at that time there were so many and they had a focused enemy that they didn't have any time to make little videos or anything like that. So
right.
Now that there's no one of serious combative, you know, strength against them, and they're just going over poor Chaldeans, which are the most hated group in Iraq because they're the Christians surrounded by, you know, a bunch of Muslim denominations.
And that's really interesting you bring that up because a lot of people haven't been talking about the fact that they are killing Christians first. Like, that is their go-to right now?
Well, that's because it's easy to do. I mean, even when we were over there, Chaldeania, like where a lot of them were, you would see that town be under attack a little bit more. And them, in general, the Christian group over there were a lot of, where I was at, they were our translators. Just because it wasn't, where some were benefiting from how the country was under Saddam, they in no way were ever benefiting. They were always catching it from someone. So they were more open to the liberation aspect of the American troops being there.
Interesting.
Which is why you've seen on the news, some of these, people being interviewed and them wanting American occupation back because of the fact that when we're not there, you have a lot of different groups that they're going to go at will because the way the groups are set up over there. I mean, these guys are sweeping, the way the news makes it look, they're sweeping across. They're this huge group. They're this huge threat. But yet the Kurds still have control over their area. You know what I mean? These
right.
groups still have plenty of control. These guys are just making a lot of waves with videos and they're doing horrible things. But it would be no doubt that if we were to send troops over there, they'd get their asses kicked just as quick as they did the first time.
It's not unheard of to have beheadings and things like that happening over there constantly amongst all the groups. Like,
yeah.
That's very typical.
That's their go-to because they know that whenever you feed that to the American media, that touches base with the people. And they know how to work our media against us. They know that if you get popularity and they know the American liberal is going to side with everyone that is not American or in any way benefited by the American way of life. So they go and they tap into these people and they tap into the fearful group of America and they produce these videos to get you scared and worked up because they know it'll work.
Do you feel like they've made a misstep by going towards the mainstream media as opposed to American Idol as their go-to spot to like release these videos?
I feel
with American Idol, there'd be voting and there would be a lot more like, you know, and then you
and
have
I
Ryan
think
Seacrest.
The bottom line is Ryan Seacrest is such a media whore.
He would be all over it.
He would do an
episode from the middle of Caledonia, like
and
all that.
This is American Idol.
No,
Akhmadov, tell me why you would like the Americans to pay attention. I don't like Americans because they wear the pants and they have the shoes that they can tie and they drive with the car that's not a Toyota and just whatever reasons they
now,
all
I do
us.
Have a serious question for you.
Seacrest,
the
okay.
serious question for you is how should this be approached, in your opinion, as a person who has dealt with individuals like this, who's been there, has seen it firsthand? You know, a guy like Barack Obama, nothing against him being president of the United States. He's getting great intel from people like yourself who have been there somewhat deeper in most cases than yourself.
Yeah, he's got.
Like, he's got, like, super. But my question is he himself has never been, like, boots on the ground, involved in these type of situations to deal with these people on a one-on-one basis. In your opinion, how should a person like him approach this?
He needs to listen to General Mattis. General Mattis was in charge of campaigns in Afghanistan, Iraq.
I don't know what General Mattis is saying right now.
Well, General Mattis is a very no BS kind of guy. General Mattis had a quote that once said that whenever you go to another country, you need to respect them. You need to be open-minded. But at the same time, you better have a plan to kill them if you have to. Because his thing is he's not going to be aggressive if he doesn't have to. He was the one who kind of like who I first heard really coined the phrase, no better friend, no worse an enemy. You should be perceptive and open to creating some kind of dialogue. But at the same time, if they overstep a boundary, then you treat them exactly how they just treated you.
If they bring a knife, you bring a gun.
You do. Yeah,
you put one of theirs in the body bag. You put one of theirs in the
hospital.
It's a lot
of like, hey, we're here. We can work this out. But if you want to act like an idiot, then we're going to be better at that than you. So
fair enough.
It's better that you handle this the peaceful way. And I like the way he handles
things. So do you think that a bombing regiment should be how they handle this? Should they send troops to the situation to try to like liberate these guys and take them out? My problem that I have with it is that I feel like they are, like you said, one of many groups. There are probably other groups around them that are not the focus at this point. The IS mm-hmm. is, the Islamic State is the focus. They're just as dangerous around them. You get rid of them, you're going to have four others that fill in the slot. And the problem is that even ISIS itself has small satellite individuals throughout the United States as well as the world that are drinking their Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. that are willing to like continue to do their thing.
Well, I read this thing in sociology that was called Jihad versus McWorld. And it really was just how we are. It's imminent. Like we're just going to come into this huge civil war as a civilization. You have the commercialization of the Western culture, and you have the jihadists who feel that that is a huge threat. That even having a McDonald's on your corner is a threat to their way of life, and they're going to combat anything that's Western at all times,
no
matter what.
Do you feel that the ocean separating us, being such a vast expanse in itself, is a heavy protection of that, though?
At one point, Muslim was the fastest growing religion in America. So, I mean, I don't think that ocean really separates too much, especially with rumors of them having training facilities on other coasts or on other parts of land that aren't too far away from us. I mean, I'm not saying that, and here's my thing, I'm not saying that all Muslims are combative or extremist. The Muslim religion at its core is a very peaceful religion. However, what people do need to pay attention to, and even Muslim fundamentalists do know this, that the beginning of the religion, well, as far as its spread, was when Muhammad was told to go back to a polytheistic society and basically take their worshiping ground and make it his own, which started a battle, which although they weren't saying outright, let's combat, but it's saying, hey, if this is your land and designated your land because I told you, you are going to go back and do what you got to do. It's not that they're an evil people by any means. But the religion in itself, it says can be combative to take what you think is your holy land or is a holy mission.
But so then the question at that point becomes, how far in their minds do they look at the lands and go, that's enough?
I think that your average Muslim as a person who's just in the religion aspect is not going to be a combative person. They're just going to want to study their religions and they're going to always kind of side with them. I don't think they're going to back them up. Like physically, but I think that they're always going to have that sympathy because of that one thing in common they have. But I think the thing about it is here's the deal. Right now they're going after Chaldeans. That's an easy target over there because no one's really going to stand up for them except us or another group that would come in. We can sit there and let them be massacred, which, you know, a ton of, you know, Shiite Muslims were being massacred before. And when we went over and brought that evidence to America, no one seemed to care. So I don't think they would care that deep down Chaldeans are being murdered. That's not going to be enough. If you want to please the American people, you're going to have to let it get so out of hand that the Muslim denominations around them are going to get fed up because these guys are going to overstep a boundary and they're going to have to kick their ass.
All right, fair enough.
If that made any sense.
A lot of ass play today on the show.
And Bobby, you got to remember this. You said when I came in, you said these were people that don't care. A certain circumstance when I was over in Iraq and reports that we were getting, even from friends that were at a base camp, is that these suicide bombers were often found duct taped to the vehicles that they were in. So they want to create that illusion that they are crazy enough to do whatever. But in a lot of occasions, they're kidnapping people that had no part of it duct taping them to create the illusion that they are psychotic and they'll do whatever so that it scares the average American person.
Well, see, that's my argument in religion and the basis is that, like, the guys that are really in the know, like, okay, I'm going to throw this theory out there. I'm not going to get in too deep on it, but I'm going to throw this out there. I have this belief in the back of my mind. It's not based on anything specific. It's just kind of like been built up over the years. I have this belief in the back of my mind that the reason, like, a Joel Osteen, like, I think we talked about this, a Joel Osteen or a Pastor David or, like, some of these different pastors.
Wonderful smiles, wonderful by the way. Yeah. All of them. Great teeth.
Great teeth. I think that they're in on the game. They know that the game is not real. Like, they, I'm not saying that the ideas and the morals behind religion are good or bad. I'm saying that, like, they've read the book from front to end and they realize people really believe this. I'm going to use it to my advantage, and I really don't believe it as much as these people believe it, but I'll sell them whatever they want, and I think that that's the same idea with all religions. I think it's, I really believe in 72 versions because it sounds really great, yep. But when it comes time to do the suicide bomb to get there, not me. No.
Well, there's also a lot of misconceptions in the religion itself because the whole multiple wives aspect, like Muhammad basically was married to one woman before who he's totally in love with. And the whole multiple wives thing came a part of is that he felt like it would take multiple women to fill the void of that one woman. He didn't mean that.
Which is really weird because it,
it all goes back to Abraham. It was not a thing from God.
Ishmael and Isaac, like, it goes back to Abraham. And then all of a sudden Muhammad shows up a few years later and they're like, we like this guy better. Well, we're just going to focus on
Muhammad
him.
Muhammad gained attention because he was an illiterate man who came back and all of a sudden started writing stuff down. And you're like, wait a minute. Like, someone taught this dude this in a very short time. Like, I wasn't there. That's what's crazy, too.
It
shocks me.
To finish this off, like, that's what's really crazy about Islam versus Judaism, because in Judaism, they think that Jesus Christ himself existed, but he was not important whatsoever. Right. Islam, they actually believe that Jesus was a prophet. He just wasn't the most important prophet.
Well, the word even there, prophet, it's not that they don't believe Jesus isn't important, but they believe the aspect of Son of God. They believe he was a prophet because in the Christian aspect, he was a sub prophet. He was a son of God, is a vessel in which he speaks through. Well, that's a prophet in there, so Jesus is a prophet, not a son.
That's exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on The Q. When we come back, more with myself, Dan Walsh, as well as producer Bobby and the queen of sass herself, Lucy Mendez. We'll be back on The Q right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Q. Of course, Mark Bland, producer Bobby.
Yeah.
The queen of sass from Dodge City.
From Dodge City, Kansas.
As well as the Polar Vortex himself. We are all here. This is The Q. Check us out, theqnow.com. Old episodes, new episodes, as well as 1380thex.com on Sundays, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, 1420 WINI. That would be Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, as well as worldwide, as I said, at theqnow.com. And you can also hit us up with anything that you want to talk to us about when it comes to Dr. Dan and his love therapy. He's got love therapy. He loves to do it.
Yeah, definitely. You should get your advice about love from me.
That's right.
I'm a thorough expert.
The thorough love expert.
I'll give you everything you're not supposed to do. Dan, it'll be funny.
Dan, Bobby, and Lucy, do you guys know who Leandra Becerra Lumbreras is?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You do?
I think that's my cousin.
Leandra Becerra Lumbreras was born on August 31st, 1887, making her 127 years old.
Holy.
The oldest person documented to have ever lived in history. The keys to her long life are reportedly sleeping for days on end, never getting married, and fighting. What a woman. Metro reports Lumbreras' daughter, Miriam Alver, told Mexico's El Horizonte.
Lucy, El Horizonte.
Pronounce that properly.
El Horizonte. She was always a woman who fought. She was still stewing and weaving until about 2 years ago. Lumbreras also reportedly fought in the Mexican Revolution as a leader for the all-female group Adelitas.
That's my middle name.
Yeah, there you go. Adelitas. The tragedy of Ms. Lumbreras' long life is that she has already buried 5 children and several of her 20 grandchildren, the last of whom died in 2013 at the age of 90.
Whoa, the last of her grandchildren.
I caught myself.
I think she's a vampire.
Yes, I did. I said, shh.
She is also she also has 73 great-grandchildren and 55 great-great-grandchildren. Wow. Lumbreras reportedly lost her original birth certificate 40 years ago in authorities in Mexico.
Because it disintegrated. It went completely to dust.
I just think it's amazing that there's, like, to pick the brain of a person, like, she's probably hard to talk to because at 127.
Can you imagine the tortillas that lady must make?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the things she's seen in her life? Can just in the first 50 years of it, much less the next 77 years of it.
You could, like, literally say nothing to her. Like, you could have no opinion of anything because she'd be like, no, literally, I was there.
Like,
and that's not how it was.
So I heard that during World War II, no.
She'll be like, listen, Jesus walked a lot.
Well, first off, let's put this into perspective for everybody out there. So 97, 07, 17, 27, 37. She's 50 years old when World War II starts. She's 50 years old. At the beginnings of World War II. She's in her late 40s, early 50s. So we haven't even gotten to the Vietnam War. We haven't gotten to a lot of other things.
If she dies of pneumonia, I'm going to be pissed.
That's just
crazy. To live through all that stuff.
She was
already, that's why she's not dead, because she was a killer.
She was already in her 30s by the time that World War I started. Like, that's crazy to think about. I'm 38 years old right now. I've seen the Iraq War, and I saw Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'm 26. I saw the Iraq War, and I saw Ferguson.
But she's seen, but she's seen the Titanic. She was alive and in her 20s, like She was like 16 or 17 years old when the Titanic went down.
I just picture like Lucy, like your mom, mm-hmm. like as her though. But like when she's like, I told him not to go in the boat. he's in
when
the cold water. Why
are
you going to go
cruise?
In the boat?
That's so much.
Everybody's thinking that actually, nobody can swim.
I didn't hear about this lady, but I heard the other day a statistic that
she sees movies like Scarface and calls them the P word.
Pendejos?
Yeah. She calls them that.
Yeah.
That's what she calls them.
Is that
technically cussing?
No.
No.
Okay, good. It's Spanish.
I saw an article that said that in the next 5 to 10 years, everyone that was born in the years in the 1800s will be dead. Because there's 10 people, counting this lady, that still live worldwide that were born in the 1800s.
I didn't think that there was anyone until I found out about this lady that was in the 1800s still. I thought that we were past that.
Well, technically 1899 is...
I mean, think about that. But that's my point. Like, if you were born... Let's say you were born in 1900 or 1901. Right now, you'd be 113, 112 years old. Like, that's already crazy to think.
Right.
At one point, they were excited about the seatbelt.
Dude,
and now look where technology's gone.
She was literally, no, this is crazy. She is in her 50s before radio becomes popular as a medium to entertain.
As a person, you know, not a lot of people in here.
She's in her 60s or almost 70s when television comes around to become something.
Do you think she uses Google?
I don't know, but I'm...
She comes from
a time period where radio doesn't exist. To where radio becomes popular, to TV, to the internet and Google and things like that. She's seen all of it.
She's seen the rise and fall of a lot of things.
Yes. Ugh, that's just crazy.
She's seen 4 or 5 different popes.
I'm hoping she hasn't seen the nude celebrity leaks that has popped up. Because earlier this past week, a post started on 4chan claimed a wealth of celebrity nudes, a large cache in the possession of a hacker who had gained access to several celebrities' alleged personal photos, would leak this past Sunday. Well, this past Sunday came, the supposed leak began, and the internet is reacting accordingly. The list of celebrities whose nudes are supposedly in this cache include Jennifer Lawrence, Avril Lavigne, Kate Upton, Lea Michele, Michaela Maroney, and several of them, the photos, not the celebs, have begun to show up on various message boards across the internet. It is still unclear how the photographs ended up online, but the anonymous user began posting the images on 4chan on this past Sunday, about a week ago, around 4 p.m. Posters on 4chan and Reddit claim the celebrities were hacked through their iCloud accounts, though this hasn't been verified and the method is unclear. Posters on 4chan and Twitter who claim to have additional videos have reportedly been requesting Bitcoin in exchange for their release.
One
Twitter user whose account has since been suspended posted that TMZ was attempting to purchase a trove of photos, and the anonymous 4chan uploader specifically referenced the gossip site in a 4:13 in the afternoon post writing, "I'd rather get them than TMZ. TMZ are going to post nudes of like 20 celebs tonight. They're offering the guy who hacked the phones of celebs 6 figures and some to sell them." So this has happened. All right. It has been news hardcore over the last week. We've got Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence.
I saw
which
hers.
But I heard that she, like, they issued a statement that hers are fake.
Everybody is trying to know.
Oh, that she said, is what I'm saying, from her, that I read directly from her people, that
everyone
said that they were doctored.
Is trying to say that they're doctored and they're fake and this, that, because here's the thing. I actually hit up a friend who has access to these photos. He sent me, I said, I specifically want, and I don't mind saying this, I specifically want to see the Jennifer Lawrence photos. Okay? Now, here's where it gets a little crazy, okay? The Jennifer Lawrence photos, there are two shots with spooge on her face. Like, it is literally
Could have had pimples.
Yes,
and
no.
And she was using it for...
That is the clearest sill that Mendes happens to be a cloudy white substance that I've ever seen.
I don't think that half of these are real.
So, for journalistic integrity, sure. I have gone through...
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And
maintain the journalistic integrity
okay,
of this
so
show.
Apple has released a statement that has said that for the last 2 days, they did an investigation. This was not someone hacking into iCloud. These people, whoever this was that got this, actually used these people's real login information to pull these pictures.
Okay.
They have... during the time frame, they show, you know, someone outside of, you know, Kate Upton and these other people, their actual IP addresses. They have someone that has gone in and pulled these pictures using the actual login information, security codes, and things like that. Apple has done an investigation and has already said this.
Now, what has killed me? Go ahead.
Pictures. Now, there are a couple people that have gone out and said, like Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney, who said, yes, those are my pictures.
Her pictures don't even look like her.
No. She did say they are hers. But now that person is in possession of child pornography because they were taken while she was under 18.
See, I heard people that admitted, like, yes, that was in their cell phones or it was in certain places. But I also heard that there was a group of people that said those aren't ours.
There are quite a few that said they're not.
Bothers me. What bothers me about this entire situation is the fact that for years, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback has been banging my ears with crappy music, and now I've seen his junk. He is not only ear effed me, he is now eye effed me. Somehow he is eye effed me, and now I've been banged multiple times.
Why would you look at Chad Kroeger's
guy? Because
I blame
the
you
pictures
for that.
Of Avril Lavigne are her naked with his penis hanging over.
I think Avril Lavigne is a female Chad Kroeger, so I don't even want to see
there's
her.
First off, I think that Avril Lavigne's hot. I'll be the first
Avril
to
is hot.
I think she's hot.
I think she's just a wannabe. Look at me, I'm a rebel, I bet behind closed doors.
Back when she was younger, she was, but now she's older and rich, and she doesn't have all that angst to pull from.
But like,
I think she still tries.
Why do you think that Taylor Swift is talking about shaking things off now as opposed to how I hate my boyfriend who just screwed me
because
over?
Because everyone kept getting sick of her stupid ass songs.
No,
where
she's just,
dating like 15 guys. She pissed the Kennedys off.
The problem
you get assassinated for that.
The problem is that literally she's going through so many dudes, they don't want to deal with her because they'll write a song about him.
Because they don't want her slut magic around.
Slut magic. Nice.
Or slut magic. I don't like Taylor Swift. I think she was a talented girl, but
okay,
just
if
no
there
more.
Was, if
I don't
there,
want to see her naked.
Aside from the nudes that are out,
Ariana Grande
is there,
was in there.
Oh, yeah, I want to see some Ariana Grande
they said,
naked.
She said no.
Isn't
not,
she like 12?
No.
She's 22.
Dude, they are her. Come on now. Everybody can tell from the picture that's her, okay? She's got a pretty unique look. Now,
yeah, but I mean, her body,
if
you've
you
never
could
seen
have,
her naked.
If you could have any male or female nude pictures that you want to see, who would you do, Bobby?
Don't do that to me.
Who would you do, buddy?
Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles for you. Who's that Jensen Ackles? Wait a second. Who is
the Supernatural guy?
I have never seen the show.
What rock have you been under?
I'm sorry. I don't know who
he's
Jensen
Ackles
is.
He's a handsome fella.
Is he?
Yeah.
Have you touched him?
Nah, he's just very good looking.
Oh. Oh, that's Jensen Ackles?
Who's he look like,
Mark? Oh, okay.
Who's he look like?
He does not look like you.
He looks a little like Dan Walsh with a 5 o'clock shadow.
He does.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's why he's a handsome dude.
That Lucy wants some Dan Walsh. She wants some Polar Vortex to come into her
guy,
area.
That guy looks like he just fell out of a porno.
He Dan fell out of a porno and his fall out of porno clothes.
Dan could freeze your vagina. He has the ability to do that. ISIS.
There's
ISIS.
There's
down
ISIS all over the road.
There's ISIS all over the road.
One of my people, actually, their pictures were leaked in this. Kate Upton was one of them.
Kate Upton. My problem with Kate Upton is that when she doesn't have makeup on, she just looks like a country farm girl.
I don't care.
Boobs,
she's hot.
And, like, they have to put makeup on her to make her look relatively good.
The other one, actually, I know we would probably never see naked, would be a Stephanie McMahon.
You want to see Stephanie McMahon naked?
I don't want to see that.
She's so hot.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to see anybody naked.
You don't want to see anyone naked at all, no. Man? Come on now, man. Not one single female actress you saw, you were like, God, she's kind of cute, man.
I don't really get my jollies off of just looking at people naked.
I don't know who would necessarily be mine. Gosh, that's...
Think
you know
of
what?
Someone naked
you
with
know what? I will take one. I will take one. Kristen Bell. No, I think Kristen Bell's hot.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, I'll build a lot of things. Nothing that had to do with snow, I'll tell you that.
I probably would have won it. Kristen Bell, is she the one that was in Veronica Mars?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I saw that movie. I don't want to see her naked anymore.
Okay, that's your choice. That's your choice. You don't have to worry about it.
Wait.
She wants Jensen. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else?
Jaime Garcia.
Jaime Garcia naked? Jaime. Really? He's not even the best looking of his culture.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter, okay? You said it yourself. Man. There's just people that you want to see
what
naked.
What about Ricky Cruz? You want to see him naked?
No.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
What's Didn't up? Kristen Bell get naked in...
With Ricky Cruz?
Yeah, was right? it, I heard wasn't Ricky Cruz and Kristen Bell naked? Ricky
I think
Cruz,
they
by
were
the way.
Naked together.
No,
Ricky Cruz, by the way, is a horrible professional wrestler from the St. Louis area. That's all I'm saying.
You are still going at him,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's not very talented, and I'm not very happy that he's in the position he's in right now, so...
He's cleaning house there, though.
I think the...
Dan.
Roman Reigns?
Bobby, you want to see Roman Reigns
Bobby
naked?
I want to see him naked.
He wants to see him and say, he wants to see the Shield naked, just swinging it out.
Oh, yeah.
I would actually like to see that Russian chick.
Lana.
Lana.
Is
really?
It Lana or Lena?
Are you just stuck on pro wrestlers?
No, but...
Yeah. Yeah, no, but yeah, exactly.
Like if I had a... Like if I... The other people I know I would never see, like a Natalie Portman... I'd love to see Natalie Portman naked.
Mm. All right, I got something for you guys.
She was naked on a... What movie was that?
Oh, wait, I missed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of missed it.
Well, he's going to go see it.
We've got another Southwest Airlines flub here, and it's kind of becoming my weekly thing. Like, I think I'm getting a new Southwest Airlines story about once every other week. While on board a Southwest Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Albuquerque, Jack Jordan suffered a massive heart attack, which rallied passengers on the flight to give the man CPR. While others gathered to find help, a flight attendant allegedly said the heart defibrillator couldn't be used because the man's chest was too hairy. Jordan's widow, Carolyn Jordan, spoke with the news outlet KOAT regarding the alleged mess-up and played the role in her husband's death. She claims that she saw the defibrillator not being used and demanded to know why, prompting the flight attendant to note the man's hairy chest. I don't expect the airlines or the flight attendants to be nurses or doctors. Not anywhere close, she said. But in that kind of circumstance, one of the first things they should be doing is getting that AED hooked up as fast as possible. KOTA spoke with several medical experts, all who said that the chest hair very rarely gets in the way of the defibrillator's ability to work properly. The man's chest was eventually shaven and the defibrillator was hooked up, but by the time they did it, it was too late. Southwest Airlines is currently investigating Jordan's allegations. Now, really? A defibrillator?
Mm-hmm.
A hairy chest, that's what stops you from, like, saving a man's life.
I'm not an expert on defibrillators. What if they caused a huge fire?
Okay. A chest fire?
I would rather have a heart attack than be set on fire.
Imagine the 6'2" guy standing next to the guy, and he just starts using his big 13-inch foot to, like, stomp out
the
chest fire.
And then the dude's
fire.
Dead anyways. He's got bludgeons to death.
Okay, yeah. So there's that too.
Southwest Airlines is having problems, but Malaysian Airlines just released on their website to people that are like members of Malaysian aircraft.
Sure. Because Malaysian Airlines is where you want to be. Okay.
No.
I already booked my flight.
Well, get ready to not come home.
They've asked people, what's on your bucket list?
What? Oh,
Jensen Ackles.
No. Seriously, yes. Man?
Malaysian Airlines has provoked a storm of controversy.
I'm not even going to pull the too soon card on that. I'm going to basically say just bad taste.
They've asked their customers to list the things that they would most likely want to do before they die.
Well, yeah, but the problem is it's Malaysian Airlines.
And then we'll take you there, and then you'll go missing.
The campaign called on Australian and New Zealand residents to write their own bucket list and enter it into a competition to win flights to Malaysia as well as win iPads.
Oh. Well, so they're going to like sully it with like free prizes.
It is for an iPad.
Yeah, well, Is that worth it?
I'm just saying it's kind of a game changer.
What if your bucket list was to see Kate Upton naked, you saw the pictures, and you had a ticket for a Malaysian Airlines flight in your hand?
I'm done!
Yeah,
but they just helped you. They just sped the process up. They expedited it.
But then you got PO'd because you never got the free iPad. You know, you wanted to get the
iPad. Well, maybe
the
they could just hand it to you right as the plane goes down.
As you're walking on the plane, they're going to be like, this is your last flight. Go ahead and make sure you learn how to use this iPad. It's the iPad Air.
Yeah, write in an email how amazing that was, because you're not going to tell anybody
firsthand.
Before
we go any further on the show, Bobby over here, pre-show, right, is sitting there kind of getting prepped, and he turns around and, go ahead, tell Dan what you noticed was released. All of a sudden, the news just hit the airwaves about a new cell phone. Tell him about it.
Oh, Samsung has just released the new Galaxy Note Edge.
Yeah, and guess what Bobby said?
He's going to get it.
I got to go get that bad boy. He's gonna go get
it. It's been 30 days.
It's been 3 minutes
with a new phone.
It's sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, for anyone out there who hasn't heard some of our past episodes, Bobby famously came on to the Game On, Game Off 1 week and basically said...
No, it was like episode 2 of Game On, Game Off. And I specifically said, game off Apple iPhones, game on any other product.
Right. And then you went to a Windows phone.
I went to a Windows device, which was a good device.
3 weeks later.
But there's not a lot of applications in the store, so I was unhappy with it. Yes. And I went back to the iPhone.
Yes.
I am now currently not using the iPhone. And
you've
had
two other Androids or three other Androids since that iPhone.
Two counting this one in my hand, which is the Galaxy Note 3. But I am very smartly waiting to see what Apple releases on September 9th, this coming week. Apple is announcing the new phone, which they're also supposed to be releasing a smartwatch like the Galaxy Gear. And then I'm waiting.
I don't get the watches.
I love the watch idea.
I love the watches.
Idea.
I wish I had
Why
one.
Do you need
Why
a watch,
the watch
if you have the smart everything else?
That's because smart. You don't because they work, carry your phone they all
work
the time.
They work together.
Yeah, but you have them both right there.
No. Sometimes you can't.
You've got the phone in your pocket because you're in a place where you can't have phones out. On your watch.
Like at work.
On your watch, you'll actually receive the text message.
But what if you forget the phone in your car?
Why are you not allowed to have the phone out?
Because you're at work or you're doing other things.
And what do they feel that phone will do?
Distract you.
Oh, so let's get
a
watch that does the exact same thing because you're so addicted to technology, you can't go 20, 10 minutes without touching and moving something with your fingertip.
Okay, real quick.
It's just to get your alerts.
She's like, got to get the extra 20,000 points for the upgrade on the app for the Temple Run game. Come on now, Dan.
There's several.
There's a Jaime Garcia app, Dan.
Oh,
jeez.
Damn, wizard.
She would have that in, or that stuff.
What?
Sorry.
Dan did it!
She would have that installed in the back of her
eyes. You guys, we are on an FCC-regulated radio show.
I'm sorry, FCC.
Okay, let me help you with that.
I didn't mean to do that.
Speaking of technology, do we know what swatting is?
I do now.
No, what is... Oh, is that where... Okay, hold on. Let me guess. Is that where the gamers get all pissed off?
Yeah.
And when they turn around, they go and they call to like a local police force that somebody's got drugs or something in their house. They send a SWAT team in to like...
There's a hostage situation, something like that. Yeah. Okay, well, in a Louisiana courtroom today, 15-year-old Paul Horner broke down in tears after a judge found the young man guilty on 2 counts of domestic terrorism and sentenced him...
15 years old?
15 years old because he SWATted another...
Call of Duty player.
The judge sentenced him 25 to life.
Good.
Yes.
You deserve it. I'm sorry.
And he's a lesson.
Listen, but I agree with you, Dan. Like, it's not a situation where I want this kid's life to be ruined. That's not what I want. But what I do need is I need these young people to understand there are repercussions. Listen, I've talked about this on the show before. Dan is going to agree with me 100% because he agreed with me the last time. And Bobby, you probably will. Lucy, you will too. We live in this internet society where they feel protected by their keyboards and they'll say whatever they want to anybody on Facebook because they get internet tough and they're literally hundreds of miles away or miles away from somebody else and they're like, I'll just say whatever I want because I can. And then they do stuff like this and they feel emblazoned to do these things. And then they go around and they do them. And in most cases, because it's like Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to come after you. They just pull the post or whatever. But now this is good. This is good. You need this. You need to know You can't be internet tough in real life, because internet tough in real life will get you smacked.
They're not. The kids have this complete disconnection with real life. I drove up behind a group of kids today, and they're walking down the middle of the street, and they've never, they didn't even look to get to the side of the, they literally made me drive around.
Did you tell them to get the F out of the street and off to the side over there?
I was like, I hope to God one day they just give us like a few hours where we can just run into people and not like necessarily kill them.
You want the purge.
I want that so that kids learn you lose when you go against a car with your body.
Should the purge be adults versus children, or should the purge just be general?
Yes. Some of these kids are so stupid, evolutionary. This is the thing.
Wait, what's the cutoff age?
Ignorance breeds stupidity. So when it's ignorant and just, then their kids come up and they see it and they don't know why they should do it, but they just do it because now they're ignorant because their stupid parents just didn't do it. With stupidity, you bring, or well, I would just say with disregard, you breed ignorance. All so right. Yes, take care of them.
All right, Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on the queue. We have a lot going on. We do have Halloween coming up. Bobby and me are working on a Halloween show, as well as... you weren't here earlier, but we are we're going to try to set up a go-kart challenge for the team, for the Q team.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the four of us versus each other on a go-kart track,
and we're going to see who becomes
the winner. And we're hoping to get Billy Corgan to be the fifth member to race with us. We think it would be really awesome.
You need to get Lucy to do that.
We're going
to
see what...
That's your only hope.
That's her homework.
That's her only hope.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to have to go up there, I would have to say.
We're going
to
take a quick break here on the Q. We'll be back on 1380 and 1420 after this.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no
now
trouble.
Now back to the Q
I'm all
with
about
Mark
that bass, about that bass, bass.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q. Little Megan Trainor to bring you back there. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Is that the chubby girl?
She got that boom boom.
Right in all the right places.
Oh, so she's the chubby girl. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she said
she drops ass bombs too.
Where's her lecture, Mark? Oh, my goodness. This is just the dirtiest episode of the queue that we've ever done.
We're getting out of control.
This is just getting really weird. That's all I'm going to say. It's getting really weird. Things are getting out of control. The U.S. is finally getting one of the world's most popular hangover cures. Dan, how many times have you been hungover in your life?
I think that would constitute that I would have to not be drunk. So
no, my question is how many times have you been hungover in your life?
Like seriously hungover?
Yeah, seriously.
I'll be honest with you, it's a really sad statement to make. I don't remember ever being hungover.
But you know what? We've talked about it on the show multiple times. You've had your past with alcohol. Obviously, a person who's been down that road gets used to certain things.
When you're drinking excessively and you're going to drink later on, like you don't ever sober up long enough to really feel the hangover.
Right.
So, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, as far as just the cloudiness from it, I felt that, but like never a hangover like people complain about.
Just on a curious note, back when you were into your heavy drinking stages, how many years was that you probably were doing that for?
Probably about from 18 to 26. So
about 8 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in that 8-year period, what was the longest amount of time you went without alcohol?
Without?
Without.
Seven? No, not even that, because I had some snuck over to me over there.
Wow,
probably about 3 months. A little bit over 3 months.
Dark days, real funny. Dark days.
Yeah.
There they are. Okay.
I like to drinky drink. Sorry.
Well, the U.S. is finally getting one of the world's most popular hangover cures. There's a product called Baroka that's sold as a hangover cure in a lot of countries overseas, and apparently people swear by it. Now we're finally going to get it. And we're going to see what the hype is all about. Bayer, people who make aspirin, has decided to start selling Baroka in the U.S. And it is hitting the shelves at stores like Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, and Target right now. They're little orange-flavored tablets filled with vitamins, zinc, and caffeine to dissolve in water. It's basically like Emergen-C, but it's specifically for curing hangovers, not to keep your kids healthy or anything boring like that. Bayer says that they decided to start selling in the U.S. now because, quote, it was the right time and the right moment, whatever that means.
You could also incorporate some magnesium and potassium, because potassium and sodium regulates your hydration, and then the magnesium's the bridge of that. So you really didn't need that hangover thing. You could just grab some minerals and do it.
I just eat spicy
food. Now back to the queue with Mark Bland and producer Bobby. My goodness, I don't even know what you were talking about there,
I'm just saying, like, minerals, like the stuff they're just naming, you could have went to, like,
I'm pretty sure the old remedies
and got that.
The old remedy, like, back in the day when my grandma was alive was, you know, tomato juice or pickle juice.
And bitters.
tomato juice.
Okay.
I had an aunt that used to tell us if we put ice cubes in our hoo-ha.
Really?
Yeah.
They would do what?
It would cure a hangover.
What? Really? I would like to get a list of hangover cures and kind of like just go through them with
the show.
I don't understand.
Was this
that.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Maybe because it was like 130 degrees there. Maybe she was just like, just for anything, Lucy, you put the ice cubes. You put the agua inside of your hua.
She swore by it.
What's the weirdest, like, what do they call those? Mother remedies or whatever?
Yeah, like home remedy or, yeah.
What's the weirdest one you've ever heard?
Putting ice cubes in your hoo-ha.
I have one that's pretty funny. And this is kind of tying onto what Lucy said. I used to work at this Mexican restaurant. And this guy used to like put a bunch of like peppers and like tomato juice and everything and in this bowl. And he would eat it like soup, but it was cold. And I was like, Nacho, what are you eating, man? And he's like, oh, and he's like, tell me. He's like, tomato. And I'm like, what does it do? You can't see this at home, but you'll get the idea. He took his arm like this and he goes, it gets you ready.
It gets you ready.
To his, for an erection. Right. I guess he was going to give it to the wife when he got home. But he's eating and he just smiled at me. And I'm like, I'm against the wall in a booth. He's sitting on the outside. And we just stared at each other. And I was like, I should have never asked that question. Because I can't tell him to get up. He's mid-boner medication. I get it.
Mid-boner medication. What about you, Bobby?
I mean, the craziest thing I've ever, probably just the pickle juice. My family's never really done anything
pickle
weird.
Pickle juice? What about pickle juice?
Like, if you're not feeling good, drink pickle juice.
What?
No.
That sounds horrible. Well, it sounds like you make you throw up.
It's acidic, so, yeah.
Actually,
right,
though,
but isn't alcohol acidic
too? It probably
acidic
would
too?
Make you throw up.
Yeah. But I've done it before, and I felt good afterwards.
Did you know you can pour pickle juice on a stove, and it will actually start to deteriorate the metal in it? Like pickle juice can eat through metal.
But no Bobby shit. Did send me a video of Coca-Cola and how when you put it into a pot and you like heat it
you
up.
You boil it, the
it becomes
sugar,
black.
The black tarry sugar that's left. Ugh.
And then you put it in a ball and you smoke
so
it.
So we got a hoo-ha. We've got a boner medicine.
Ice in your hoo-ha.
And then we've got pickle juice that is going to start. Mine is actually kind of unique and odd. There is an old wives' tale. Old wives' tale. There's an old wives' tale that's what I was looking for, mother remedy.
45 minutes into the show.
I called it a mother remedy, but it's an old wives' tale. The old wives' tale basically states that have you ever killed a moth?
Yes. Yeah.
Look, if you remember, there's certain moths when you kill them, they become basically dust. Like if you notice, they leave like a dust imprint. The thought is, and because I've always had severe headaches in my life, I'm one of those people who, because of my diabetes, as well as other things in my life, I have hereditary migraines. So I've been dealing with headaches. So anytime, every couple of years, I will get out there and I will look for what the newest thing that they're trying to do to headaches. Because these plague my life. Like, they are painful. They plague my life horribly. Imitrix and sumatriptan is the greatest thing I've ever had because it's the only thing that has dulled and made my migraines go away so that I can actually have a functional life. That company is amazing. Okay. Now, GlaxoSmithKline, they're amazing when it comes to Imitrix. That's all I'm saying. Now, the old wives' tale is you kill a bunch of moths and that dust comes off their wings or whatever like that. You rub it on your forehead and that is supposed to take your headaches away.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't break the blood-brain barrier.
I don't know, man. It's an old wives' tale. It's the same thing as an aspirin on a bee sting and things like that.
Well, you know that like the placebo effect in a person is very, very strong. So like if you believe, like literally that whole believing it can...
For headaches, you're supposed to use banana peels.
Make something work.
Mm. This isn't a wives' tale, but have you ever heard of I've had a couple older people lately that have told me this and I thought it was weird. That they used to like catch butterflies by the wing and tie strings to them, and then And then as the butterfly would fly away, they grab the string and pull the butterfly down.
That's weird.
So just
why?
To be dicks,
so
they were. Like,
I don't know.
That's so mean.
But like at one of the jobs that I was at,
how do you tie a string around a butterfly? That
I don't know.
In itself sounds impossible.
At one of the jobs that I was at, I had this guy. He was in his 40s. Who's like. Man, I remember being a kid and I used to catch butterflies and I'd tie strings to them. And then one of the other guys that was working with him seconded it. And then another person chimed in and they were like, oh, yeah, but you only could catch this one kind and do it. And I'm like, Who catches butterflies and ties
You strings? Know they were all in the break room the day it started. Like, oh, all right, yeah. Listen, we're going to mess with Bobby. Okay, I'm going to tell this crazy story about butterflies.
And then
you just go with it, and we're going to see if he does it. I had a similar one. I remember I had stomach aches, and I asked my dad what I should do about it, and he said, go run in traffic.
Oh, that's a good one.
He didn't really say that. I was just kidding, because yours was weird, so I just threw one in there.
I want to move on Thanks. Real quick. Because
my dad never said that, by the way. Sorry.
Dan, you didn't get here early enough for the show, but our friend Lucy.
What are we doing now?
What did I do?
She brought in delicious foods.
Oh, I did.
And served them to producer Bobby, who enjoyed them. I have diabetes, so I can't just eat anytime I want. But she did bring in some delicious foods, multiple ones. Talk a little bit about this company that you're dealing with now.
I am working for Fit Flavors.
Fit Flavors.
It's clean meals to go.
Okay.
So we have a store in Chesterfield, and then we also have a location at the Fitness Edge, which is another location that I work at.
Okay. So they have a storefront?
Yes.
In the St. Louis area? It's yes. in Chesterfield, in the valley?
Yeah, it's on Clayton Road.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can just go pick up your meal to go, and you can heat it up there, and very convenient.
So do they deliver?
No, we do not deliver.
You don't deliver. And what kind of meals do they have?
They have all kinds of meals. We have breakfast,
You brought like
lunch.
Six of them.
I did. I brought several meals for you guys to try. And then we also have kids meals, which is what I brought Bobby.
Bobby, what do you got over there?
He wanted some pancakes.
These are with agave syrup. These are delicious.
So tequila syrup?
Yeah, tequila
Very
syrup.
Very nice. This is, no wonder people like these things.
These are oat pancakes with chocolate chips, and let's dip it right there.
Wait, is there more?
That's a tortilla.
Yeah, there's plenty
that's
more.
Not a pancake.
I want to try this live on the show. Like, this is an oat pancake?
They're chocolate chip pancakes.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
That is really good.
Let me see what we got here. Okay.
That is seriously good.
So I'm going to crack this.
Like I said, we have breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks.
Oh, it'd probably desserts. Be better if it was warm.
Did you just say, let's taste this syrup first. This is the agave syrup?
It's agave syrup. It's
tequila syrup.
Oh, there's a worm in the bottom of it. That worked out great. There's a worm down there.
What is tequila? It's 100% of what? Pure.
Shut up, Dan.
Pure alcohol?
Pure say it with me.
That tastes like a chocolate chip cookie.
Does it?
Yeah.
And they're awesome. Chocolate chip cookie. They'd probably taste a little better if you heat them up. But.
And it's made with pure cane sugar. That's going to be okay for you, right, Mark?
Mark's going to die.
Stop.
Mark, this is the end of the queue.
Do you have your shot?
It becomes the queue with Dan Walsh and producer Bobby Nixon.
And Vladimir Putin.
That is really good. Actually, part of the reason Lucy brought it in is since I had surgery, one of the things I want to do is I want to start eating better and eating healthier. And Lucy had told me about eating these clean meals. So she brought in these chocolate chip pancakes, and then she also brought in spicy pork tenderloin with sweet potatoes, a clean hamburger and french fries. And then you brought a couple other things, some shrimp.
I did. There's pineapple shrimp and then the pavo con arroz.
What?
You know, the...
basically, it's turkey and rice.
But
that's delicious.
All of it is absolutely really good. And it's very low in, you know, the fat. And if you're looking for a clean way to eat, check out
Fit Flavors.
Check out Fit Flavors.
You can like their page.
It?
Yes.
Can you Google it?
They can Google it. It's fitflavors.com. And then there's also a Facebook page, which is Fit Flavors by Jillian.
So with on the website, can you like place an order there and then just go pick it up?
Yes, you can. You can place an order, pick it up. You can also call our locations and make an order there and pick it up.
Dan, how are those pancakes?
They're very good.
They're so good, Dan can't talk.
I can't partake in the syrup because I don't want to fall off the wagon.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get some clean meals, go to fitflavors.com as well as search it up on Google, Fit Flavors. Location in Chesterfield off Clayton Road. And, you know, I'm sure if you are like living in New York City and you are dead set that you want some Fit Flavors sent to you, I'm sure they could work out a situation.
I'm sure there's something
I'm sure
can
that
do.
They can do. I've got 12 flawless albums that don't have any bad songs. You ready for this?
Okay.
Okay. Not many people like to buy whole albums anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because
for the most part,
partially because digital music is just focused on singles. Since we've entered the digital age, a lot of albums are just rushed out there with a ton of filler. So today I'm going to play this list of albums. Dan has the, like, literally, he's like a euphoric look on his face.
There's more food over here. And
Dan is just into it. Look at him. Dan, are you okay?
There's
you,
more.
You good?
There's more pancakes.
Dan, I was gonna take those. I was gonna take those to my kids.
Oh. I'm sorry. We just speak up, all right?
Let me list off this group of songs. 12 flawless albums that don't have any bad songs. Now, let's see how close they are. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, and it depends on if we've heard it, but we've heard some of these, okay? My Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. I haven't heard the album, so I wouldn't know top to bottom.
Okay.
Number two is Illinois by Sufjan Stevens from 2005. I don't even know who Sufjan Stevens is, but evidently, he's amazing.
Okay.
Deloused in Comatorium, the Mars Volta from 2003. Now, that is actually a good album. I've heard that. That's the one that made them popular quite a few years ago. But here's the thing. I don't think that it's a perfect album. I don't think it's flawless. I don't think that every song is great on that album.
I think to say flawless is completely subjective. I think that's a very bold statement.
Revolver by the Beatles, considered by most the best Beatles album that they ever put out. You have, really? Well, yeah, because Revolver was kind of like their switch over to more mainstream psychedelic stuff. That's where you get
that's when they discovered acid,
sort of.
Lucy, yeah. In the Sky, baby.
Yeah. Revolver by the Beatles, great album. Still, once again, I don't think it's flawless. I think there's like two or three songs on there that are just horse crap, in my opinion. 2001 by Dr. Dre, The Chronic, 2001. I thought it was a great album, but I think it had
most
filler
of it's
too.
Just filler skits and stuff too.
Yeah, like literally it's like four songs on there that are really solid top to bottom, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree with this.
Jar
whole
of
list.
Flies by Alice in Chains, 1994. Good album, solid, but I don't think it's flawless again.
If you're not into the Seattle movement, you're going to hate that thing. Not flawless. Subjective.
Lateral List by Tool, 2001. I thought that was a good album. Once again, I don't think these are flawless. Smashing Pumpkins, what? Siamese Dream.
Not flawless.
Not flawless.
I love Smashing Pumpkins, and there's albums that I would consider flawless, and that's not one of them.
Billy, I'm sorry. The last two songs on that album need to go. That's all I
need. No, I mean, it's a great. It's got Disarm. It has Today. It has all the ones that put them on the map. But I would honestly, like, my opinion, I think Melancholy and Infinite Sadness, which is a two-disc set,
yeah,
I think that one to me was flawless.
Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Now, that's a tough one to argue. That's a tough one to argue. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. And I'm not a Fleetwood Mac fan by any means. Like, I like Christy McVie, some of Lindsey Buckingham. Like, they, you know, Holiday Road was good. I saw that. It was a National Lampoon's movie and all that. But Rumors...
I like how he clarified that for us.
By Fleetwood Mac. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, by no means what I feel is a flawless. It's close. I mean, it's tough. That's got like seven or eight. Truthfully, the one album on here that everyone knows every single song of is not even on this list. Boston by Boston from 1976. OK Computer Head, or OK Computer by Radiohead, 97.
That's an amazing album, but I wouldn't call that flawless either.
And Graceland by Paul Simon, 1986. Another great, like, OK Computer style album that is just really solid. But here's the problem. The only album I know of that everyone I know knows every single song off of, top to bottom, there's two. Mm-hmm. The original Chronic by Dr. Dre, almost every single song everybody knows in rap and hip hop. Like, if you're a person who likes rap and hip hop, you know every single song word for word on that album.
Mm-hmm.
And Thriller by Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
Thriller by Michael Jackson has 9 total songs on it. All 9 of the songs, 8 of the songs went to the top 2, either number 2 or number 1 on the charts.
Is Human Nature
and
on
the
that one?
Yes, Human Nature's
on. I do like me some Human Nature.
And the 9th song on there, only made it into the top 10. It didn't make number 2.
What's
or
the
one.
9th song?
I can't remember off the top of my head. It's a slow song.
Bobby, Google it.
I like Human Nature.
I just can't believe they didn't put any, you know, great albums like Millennium by the Backstreet Boys or No Strings Attached by NSYNC.
There wasn't Foil by Blue October. There wasn't, you know.
Yeah, good call.
There's no Selena.
I think it's time.
There's no Selena, and that's a crime.
I think it's time for us to do our 5 random facts every single week. Bobby comes in to impress Dan the Polar Vortex Walsh with his 5 random facts, and Dan always questions at least one of them and makes Bobby do homework.
Well, there's always one of them that you're like, what? It's like, the pieces of Mars can be put in a blender and drank as a shake.
This is when I start
How
cussing.
How do you know? Stop cussing.
This is these
Do
are,
not
this
cuss.
Is
Do not cuss.
I'm going to turn my mic
We're not going to talk about, which by the way.
I usually agree with like 4 of them. And then one, I'm like, what?
Did anybody see the meme that they tried to kill Betty White with this past week? Betty White peacefully dies in L.A. at the age of 92. But the funny thing was they spelled dyes, D-Y-E-S, and her hair is, like, beautifully glowing and stuff like that. So that's how they got away with dyes. So it was really kind of ingenious. So kudos to that individual. All right, Bobby.
I found a meme of Betty White earlier today that said, hold on.
Sounds really
to me, orgasms are like donuts. Never had a bad one.
All right, fair enough. Number five.
Number five.
More breakfast cereals are made in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan.
Than what is that?
Than in any other city in the world.
Turn it off! Oh my goodness, she's destroying the studio! The queen of sass is just...
The queen of sass and not silencing her phone.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, number five. Go ahead.
More breakfast cereal is made in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan than in any other city in the world.
Yeah, Apple Jacks.
In Battle Creek, Michigan?
Yeah, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And listen to Dan. He's like excited. He's like, yeah.
Dude, it's Kellogg's. Like Kellogg's
is,
yeah.
I thought it was for Rob Van Dam. I thought that was the only reason.
Well, yeah, he's one of a kind. But what I'm saying... is no, I knew that. That's I see. I agree with that one.
Okay, Dave, calm down.
So
number four. The coldest state in the United States annually is the state of Alaska.
Sure,
which it is also ironically the state with the most people that walk to work.
Well, yeah. I mean, your town is literally only a football field long,
and there's a lot of Eskimos.
Don't they right? Yeah. No.
Do they walk or do sled dogs count as walking?
Could you imagine being dragged by dogs across a frozen tundra?
Yeah,
for
but if you're
hours
in Alaska, that's like riding a bike.
Sure, I guess.
Do you cuddle with them at night?
Did you ever see the episode of Cops where they did Cops in Juno?
Did they chase people on dog sleds?
Alaska, it was hilarious.
Alaska State Trooper is awesome.
Well, I mean, Alaska's got a lot of problems that you wouldn't think of, like high alcoholism.
There's a lot of suicide, drug trafficking there.
Because of the dark, like it stays dark for so long, there's a lot of suicide.
Wow.
It's so much darkness.
So much darkness.
Bobby, where I agree with you.
In 1939, the New York Times predicted that the television would fail because people would not have time to stop and stare at a screen.
Oh, there you go.
Damn New York Times.
You know, when I found out about the whole HBO Breaking Bad situation, yeah. I found out something very interesting. Originally, Vince Gilligan, the guy who created Breaking Bad, took it to HBO and Showtime and pitched the show to both those networks, and they both said that it would never work, and they passed on it completely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's so odd. So odd. And, like, nothing has changed. The same episodes he was pitching them back then are the same ones that eventually became the pilot on the show to make it famous.
Well, look at Star Wars. Even after the first one, George Lucas had a problem trying to make the second one.
Well,
George
Lucas was a genius.
The fifth one.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Number two.
So the reason that there's 52 cards in a deck is actually to represent each week of the year. There's also four suits in a card deck to represent the four seasons of the year.
Wow, now I did not know that.
That's interesting.
There's 52 weeks?
Yes, 52 weeks in a year.
That's crazy.
I thought there was 48.
That's so weird. You've got problems, man.
I do.
Get another one of those pancakes.
Dan's
okay?
Missed a few paychecks.
Are you getting drunk? Did the worm get you?
I think it did. I think she needs to spike these pancakes. These pancakes.
Number one, we were talking about the leaked naked celebrities, and the application Snapchat was originally marketed as an app to send nude pictures for a period of time called Peekaboo originally.
Amazing that they still just use Snapchat the way it was intended anyway. Like, like they didn't even need a weird or cool name or anything like that. They just did it.
What I think is hilarious is that people are so stupid they believe that just because it disappears from the person's phone, that it's gone.
No.
It's there.
There's a new application that was just released this past week for Apple and Android devices called mSpy. mSpy is a $40 a month subscription program where a parent can go and subscribe to, this application, and they can log into by putting in the phone number, the Snapchat of their kid, and see any picture that has ever been sent.
Interesting.
I had a law professor who told me that no matter what, you put it on the internet, everyone can access it. And in fact, he used it in mergers when people tried to back out of contracts. He would use their emails and things that were kind of incriminating, not so much lawfully, but because they were having inter-office affairs.
Sure.
And he would use that to grease the wheels because he said nothing ever disappears once you put it on the internet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get out of here on the queue. First off, I want to thank Bobby for his five random facts.
Yes, sir.
1380thex.com and 1380 and 1420WINI for syndicating the show, as well as if you have any ideas for Halloween show and the location we can do it from, hit us up on the contact page at theqnow.com. Voting is still alive for, well, the best AM personality. Just go to readerschoice.riverfronttimes.com and vote for Mark Bland so that the Q show can win. And thanks to all the new listeners and followers of the show. We appreciate the support every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do a small, short overtime. So get prepared for that. That's only available on the download at theqnow.com. So that's going to do it for us here. Anything you want to say, Bobby, before we get out?
Stay blessed. Be safe, guys.
Dan Walsh.
I don't have anything to say. I'm sorry.
Lucy Mendez.
Buenas noches.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We'll see you guys next time on the show. Gentlemen, and welcome back to the Q.
Let's go!
Toma! Welcome to Overtime. The Q crew is here. Dan Walsh, Polar Vortex, producer Bobby, as well as the Queen of Sass herself, the Sassy Bitch we know.
The Queen of the F word.
She's got a bunch of dirty pictures on her phone, according to producer Bobby.
That's why her computer don't work.
I didn't look.
Are they topless pictures?
No.
You're going to end up on that show. Pictures?
Are they what?
If they're not bottomless, pictures? Must be bottomless.
How are they bottomless?
You took your underwear off and you took pictures of the hua.
Yeah, when you're jamming ice in it.
Yeah. When you were shoving ice in it.
Check out this.
Watch how I shove ice in my
hua. I would be afraid to do it now.
When you are curing yourself of the hangovers.
That's probably why I don't get any hangovers.
So many hangovers.
I listen to my aunt.
You listen?
I listen.
She's always walking around with a hoo-ha full of ice cubes.
What is wrong with my microphone?
That means your hoo-ha is chilly.
I'm getting really weird, like, back feed in my microphone. Headphones?
I think it's just your headphones. You sound gorgeous.
Do I sound gorgeous
here?
And beautiful
you
to you?
You sound normal to me.
All right, fair enough.
You sound normal to me.
You sound normal to me.
All right, so here's the situation. Let's do some letters.
Okay.
Letters from the listener.
Because Dan Walsh is here, and Dan is, he's a big, he loves it.
I do love it.
He loves talking to the ladies.
Mm-hmm. And the men's.
And the men's about their laser discs and all that.
Yeah, I don't like that one. That wasn't fun.
Not fun.
Keep that shit out of it.
Not so much. Okay, there's a guy in my office, Mark, I've known as Frank for the past 4 years, but he's transgender and currently going through the process of switching from male to female. The name he's switching is Fran, and few people have started calling him that, but I keep calling him Frank. Should I ask him what name he wants to start going by and when? I feel like it could get awkward. Or should I just call him Fran and see how he responds? I know I could get the name down and I know what's appropriate, but then there's the other issue of using him or her in emails through conversation and stuff like that. Do any of you guys have experience with this?
I don't have experience,
Do you have experience with this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I used to work with this person whose name was Jamie.
Okay.
And I could never figure out, when I first started working with this person, I could not figure out whether it was a girl or a guy, because it was, you know.
It's unisex.
It was a unisex. And he, she.
He, she.
They. Shim.
Them.
They.
They. you never knew. But then as the months went on, I noticed that, like, during our breaks, she would, like, pull out her little mirror and start, like, plucking out her, like, beard.
Right.
So I was like, oh.
So now you were like, oh, yeah. That's so where it's
now
at.
I know.
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
You're there. You're good. You're good now. So you got it.
Well, I think just call them by the name that you know them, and this person will eventually, if they don't want to be Frank, they'll let you know, hey, you know, it's no longer Frank. It's Fran.
Well, if you notice that other people are already calling her Fran, though, you could probably just start saying Fran, and if they have a problem with that, they'll let you know. I'd probably go that route because it's an easier, like, in one case, you're giving them a reason to like have that extra step to stop you and make you change. And the other, you just go for it. And if they want you to stop, they'll stop you, but they probably won't. It's just a clean move.
I'd say either way, either call her Fran or say, what would you rather me call you right now? Do you want me to... I don't think they'd be offended by that.
Whenever,
I mean, they understand what's going
whenever
on.
Whenever the Polar Vortex doesn't answer his text messages or his phone calls from me, I call him Daniela, which is okay because he responds to that real quick.
I do.
He does.
He's, I call him my little bitch.
You know we're talking about the 2048th person in line.
You are.
For the British Royal
Crown. I thought
it
was 2043.
Oh, yeah, 2043, my bad.
You are the 2043rd person in line for the British Royal Crown. You said, I'm Irish, but here's what you don't realize about that, Dan. Like, we looked at the
Mark
list.
And I have
in
done
the top 500, the King of Romania, the King of Sweden, and like three or four other kings of other countries, they're in line to be the British king.
Mark and I have done
it's
extensive
weird, but
research.
It's true.
No, I've known this the whole time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. Did that whole what's that, ancestry.com?
Sure.
My mom's side of the family is very mysterious. Like, she just found out that she had a brother.
Like gypsies?
No, I'm not kidding. She just found out she had a brother.
Oh, my God. I got to talk about that, too.
I'm trying to tell a very heartfelt story.
Okay.
My mom just found out that she had a brother she never knew of because her dad put him up for adoption.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she met him, and he was dying of leukemia, I believe. And she wound up meeting him right before he passed. But, like, when you seen this guy, he looked just like my other uncle. Like, so, anyways, long story short, my cousin got into Ancestry.com and, like, researched that side of the family. And we have family lineage that traces back to Henry VIII.
Mine is traced back to, we had a castle in Canterbury and Knights of the Round Table. That's where we go back to.
My family just fucked shit up.
My Irish family, I think they were just in Ireland.
Potato farmers.
They probably just like herded sheep or like
potatoes. Yep.
This shit goes back to Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon?
No, it's Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa?
Yeah.
I think everybody in Mexico claims Pancho Villa.
No, seriously. One of my aunts was his, I guess.
Do you claim ancestor? Do you claim La Virgen de Guadalupe?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't even know what happened here.
What the fuck was it? I don't even know what the
what
hell
was that
he
shit?
He was my great aunt was a second or third wife to him.
Wow. That's crazy stuff.
People think
Pancho Villa was that long ago. He really wasn't that long ago. He was like early 1900s. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that long ago. People think like...
Mexico, that was probably
they think
like the
Picasso, 1600s. Like they think Picasso was from like the 1600s or something. Picasso was in 1940s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one cared.
About what? About what? Crack a bad joke.
Yeah, and you didn't even care. You just kept going. Like, Lucy's the only one that gave me a bad look, and everyone else was like, yeah, so like my brother Stu.
We only get jokes that are done at the Westport Funny Bone. We don't understand the other side places.
The other one? Oh,
the other side places.
Yeah, I performed at Westport, too.
Fair enough. Okay, now I got a good one for you, Dan.
I'm kind of a dick tonight, Mark. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, all
right. You are or he?
He is.
I'm kind of a dick. Says I'm being just kind of a dick to me.
He's kind of being a dick.
Well, this one doesn't.
I think
have
you
the
should jam ice cubes in your dick hole to prevent it from flying over. That's
what I think you should do. So here's this was actually not addressed to Dan. This is weird. Mark, Bobby, and Lucy.
In your face.
I am trying to figure out how to fix this issue. I bought some noise canceling headphones. They work well, too well. My mom came home, unpacked her shopping, walked upstairs, knocked on my door, opened my door, and found me jerking off to a porno, all without hearing a thing.
Amazing.
My mother was appalled and had a discussion with my dad and I a few hours later. She wants me out of the house. I'm in college and only 19 years old. I just started the semester a week ago and have no idea where to even go. Any thoughts on how to fix this?
First off, your noise-canceling headphones, make sure they got a swivel ear.
Okay.
So you can at least hear from one side.
Right.
Secondly, mom's just upset because she saw your pee-pee for the first time in about 16 years.
Okay. All right.
And it was, you know.
It's upsetting because it's larger than your father's probably.
Okay, that's very possible.
Why isn't he locking his door?
I don't know. But like, he said it was.
Do you guys lock your door?
But here's the thing. I'm assuming that, like most guys, he's testing the headphones out and then it just meandered into sex. Like, that's how dudes do.
No,
like, they'll sit down.
You lock your door.
Sometimes, check this out. No. If you're like, we are all guys, we jack off, right? We have.
Yes.
How many times have you sat down at the computer to like check emails, Facebook, something like that, and then eventually found yourself looking at porn and then jacking off?
Please don't look at my computer right now.
That's my point. Like, that's that happens more often than you think. Like, that's not unheard of. So he probably was testing the headphones out, checking stuff out on his computer, and it just meandered into porn.
Still can't get the M key to work over here.
It happens. Do you jack off?
Yes, I do.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Do we have toys?
We have plenty.
Plenty of toys. Lots of Dan's shaking his head up and he's like this. He's like this. Yep.
She said she
sure does.
She named them. Yep.
She what?
She named them. She told us that one point.
What was the name? Did you have names for them?
I do.
Don't think I have. What are the names?
My favorite one is Matthew. I named him after Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew. Now, what is it? Tell us about Matthew. Tell us about the length, the size. What is it? What is Matthew?
Before she uses him, what is it? He takes his shirt off and cooks for her because that's what Matthew McConaughey does in every movie.
No, I hope
and he's
not.
Like, hey, Lucy, you're going to use me. You're going to masturbate.
Question.
Don't put me back. I'm Matthew McConaughey. You're going to masturbate forward, maybe to TV, maybe not at all, but you're going to use Matthew.
I got a couple ice cold brews here.
I got some. How old are you, Lucy? That's the best part, man. You keep getting younger. I stay the same age.
Oh,
now,
dear.
Lucy, is it a dildo? Is that what it is? Is Matthew
it's a vibrator?
It's a vibrator. What's the Isn't a dildo a vibrator?
Like,
no, they're
just have, that's just a little
things.
Purple elastic dick.
But don't they
I don't
have dildos that vibrate?
What's
they probably
that?
Have dildos that vibrate.
That's called the vibrator.
No. They probably have the dildos because they look like penises with the veins and everything, but they probably have machines in them that vibrate.
Then it becomes a vibrator.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like doing that. I'm sorry.
Okay, quick question now. Is this a flaccid, erect looking dildo vibrator, or is this more of just the slimline robot version looking thing where it's just like smooth and it looks like a bullet type thing?
Well, I have the bullet too.
Oh. She's getting deep.
Does it look like a 50 caliber?
Yeah, does it look like a 50 caliber machine gun shell?
Because she's fired so many 50 calibers. She's no fucking idea what a 50 caliber. She's like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
So it's called Matthew. What's the bullet called?
Joey.
Joey for?
Friends.
Joey Tribbiani?
Well, because it's small.
It's small like Joey Tribbiani?
Uh-huh.
You know they just came out with a list of the...
Is Joey small?
They took all
I'm
the friends...
I'm not saying he's small, but it's like a name that you would name like...
Like a small kangaroo.
I don't get it.
Did you know that they came out with a list for all of the episodes of Friends ranked in order from like 236 to number one?
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of impressed. Like, I called on one of like, before I looked at the list, I was like, I hope this certain episode, because there's my wife, she was diehard. All the box sets. Had to buy the DVD. Like, first off, we had to buy the individually packaged DVD after the final episode where they released the final episode, the two-part episode,
mm-hmm.
as the solo DVD, and then turned around like 3 months later and bought the box sets with the actual...
With all the seasons.
With all the... Well, we already had all the seasons.
With that episode
in it also. Like, it was just ridiculous. Yeah. But I always had my favorite Friends episode was the one where Brad Pitt comes to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
That thing is, they have the rumor.
Uh-huh.
The rumor where they called her something. I can't remember what it was. Or they made up a rumor about it.
They made the rumor about Rachel.
She was transgender.
She had both.
Yeah, she had both parts.
She was a hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite. It was pretty good.
My favorite was the one where Monica's teaching Chandler about the seven Aragnus stones.
I think my favorite episode is either the one where Chandler gets stuck in the subway station. During the blackout?
Oh, yes.
Or
with the Victoria's Secret model?
Yeah, yeah. Or the one where they got the brand new recliners, the two chairs.
Yes.
And then
my favorite episode was when these seven friends lived across the hall from each other. And I'm making fun of you guys. I never liked Friends.
My favorite episode was the one after the final episode.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's answer this person. Let's get out of here. We're gonna get out. Well, the story.
Wait
was,
a minute. Lucy
the,
hasn't named the other 13 of her vibrators.
We don't need to get that.
There's Jose. Right. There's Juan.
There is Jose.
I have
and
no
Jaime.
Named.
You have no.
That is Pedro.
You know Jaime.
Not yet.
That oh, is not so, yet. She's been looking choked
yet.
Up. Hold on. She's choked up.
Hold on. That's the best part. She really doesn't like Mexican people.
Because
there's none of them named after a Mexican or Spanish name.
She choked up a little bit when I said Jaime. She's like,
I
I'm in the search
one.
For Jaime right
I need
now.
I to search for one.
She'd like to choke up again on Jaime.
Oh. Wow. All right, so
that is no worse than what you've said.
We have the kid with the noise canceling headphones, and he's getting ready to get kicked out. What should we tell him before we get out here on overtime?
Mom's just overreacting.
Lock your doors.
Lock your doors. What else?
Mom's overreacting.
I think mom is overreacting. I say give it a few days, and mom will probably calm down. It's possible that mom's probably calmed down before we even talked about it.
It's not like she doesn't masturbate.
Go talk to dad and let dad take care of business for you.
Fair enough. All right, that's going to do it for us today on this episode of The Q. Thank you, Dan Walsh, for being here. Appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Producer Bobby.
Yep.
And the Queen of Sass, the sassiest bitch of the Midwest.
Hello.
Lucy Mendez.
Yes.
I'm glad you told us about Joey and Matt.
I still have Teddy and Randy and Dave.
Wait, I'm just going to think about Joey and Matthew tonight when I go home.
Who's Randy and Dave?
Joey and Matthew
named
by
after?
Themselves. It's going to be weird.
Who's Randy and Dave named after?
Oh, geez.
Orton and.
I figured this much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you guys next time.
She hears
on
voices
the
in her bedroom.
Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me fucking, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Face, fat ass. She don't have.